condominiums, townhouses, cooperatives, and timeshares. Condominiums. Condominiums are established under laws referred to as Horizontal Property Acts. All residents are required to observe the bylaws of the homeowners association. Each unit is a separate legal ownership, and each resident arranges his or her own financing. Property taxes are assessed on each unit separately. Taxes are based on the assessed value of the unit, which is based on market value. In most states, the common areas of the complex are not taxed separately from the units. The condominium complex is commonly managed by a professional on-site manager, who may be employed by a homeowners association, or who may be employed by a management company hired by the association. A condominium project will have a property manager, whose primary duty is to maintain and enhance the value of the units. This differs from the usual primary role of a property manager, whose main responsibility is to generate income. In the conveyance, the unit is generally described by a unit number, along with a number identifying the building in which the unit is located. While most condominiums are residential projects, commercial projects are not uncommon, with individuals owning units in which a business is operated. Townhouses. Townhouses are generally attached units that share one or more common walls with other units, party walls. A significant distinction between townhouses and condominiums is that the owner of a townhome owns the land under the unit. A typical townhome includes a small front and backyard area along with a parking area for one or more vehicles. The legal description of a townhome is usually in the form of a lot and block description, much like in a subdivision of single-family detached homes. Cooperatives. Owners within a cooperative do not own a specific unit. A corporation owns the entire cooperative complex. Those who wish to live in the cooperative buy shares in the corporation and receive proprietary leases on their units. When listing and selling cooperatives, a real estate license is often not required because the sale of a cooperative is the sale of stock rather than real property. Timeshare. A timeshare features part ownership of a property coupled with the right to its exclusive use for a specified number of days per year, without the responsibility of full ownership. Timeshares are often referred to as interval ownership. In most states, timeshare owners own the property as tenants in common. The timeshare concept was imported from Europe, where shared ownership of vacation properties was common. In its earliest implementation, four owners owned the right to use the property for a specific season of the year. The seasons were rotated, so all owners had the right to prime seasons at some time. As the concept was brought to the Americas, developers saw the potential profitability of selling week-long intervals. Most of the intervals are weekly, 1/52nd of a year. Depending on the legal form of the timeshare, owners may take title to a time interval or may simply acquire the right to use the unit for a specific time interval. Timeshares are often used for resort or vacation properties and are prevalent in Florida, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Note that the physical appearance of a complex does not determine the type of ownership. A complex that appears to be a traditional garden apartment may be a cooperative, condominium, or timeshare.